Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's time for your listener questions. We love answering everything you offer up. I hope you enjoy listening as well. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance down at my antiquated iPhone 7 Plus, I can see that we're down to a mere 105 days to go until we tow that line for four amazing races, 48.6 magical miles at Marathon Weekend 2018. What's your next Disney adventure? When are you headed back? You need this app to count it down. You get to customize it. You can get an audio alert every day. Great pictures every time you look at your phone. And let's face it, you've looked at it 73 times already today. Check out these and other great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. They're over at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget, today's show also brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it's time for your next Disney adventure, whether it's out to Disneyland, down to Walt Disney World, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, drop by themagicforless.com for concierge level service each and every time. You're going to get the best rate on the most amazing Disney vacation ever. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1226 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope that you're having a great midweek here. And of course, this is the show that is driven by you, the listener. You send in the questions to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we will do our best to answer those as quickly as we can. Sometimes we get a little bogged down, but we'll get to those as soon as possible. So joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, thanks a lot, Irma. You ruined me from being able to podcast last week, so.
Yeah, who'd have thought that Atlanta would be under a tropical storm warning or whatever, and you would not have power from a hurricane? Never thought that was going to happen.
Nope, sure didn't. So, yeah, I definitely was without power, which was super fun. But we made the best of a bad situation, and, you know, just like everybody else. And so, yeah, I was affected by, at the point, tropical storm Irma. So there we go.
All right. And again, I know we have Maria out there now, I believe it is. Marie, a big hurricane down the Caribbean. We have lots of friends, Layla's down there in Puerto Rico. So stay safe. Again, I can't believe we're having to say this one more time. But yes. We still have folks down in Florida without power. So hang in there and hopefully things turn around quickly. But let's head up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where if there's a hurricane that strikes up there, we are having issues. Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What is going on this fine Wednesday, Pam?
Happy Wednesday. We were not impacted by Irma. In fact, we had a beautiful weekend. We were really lucky to do that. So, and the weather here so far this week is awesome. So love that too. Getting nice fall weather.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, as Irma was hitting it down in, Florida and affecting the whole southeastern United States and the Caribbean, I never saw the outside to know if it was storming or sunny or light or dark. I didn't know for a week, but it's okay. That's what we do. It was a pleasure to help our guests because, you know, Pam, you've gone through many of these situations, you know, and this was probably the most extreme I've had happen since I've been doing this full time. And, I think that's why we're here. You know, in a pinch, it was glad to help out some friends, kind of save their vacations or modify or, you know, whatever it was. So, I'm glad that we get that honor. I mean, it's busy and it's crazy, but it's a great deal of trust and we appreciate that.
For sure. Yeah. We're happy to be able to do it. And I'm happy that so many people were actually able to reschedule or, you know, do something to save that vacation. Cause I know once you plan a vacation, you look forward to it so much. So anyways, even if it had to be delayed a little bit, hopefully you'll get down there. So.
All right. Let's get to the list of questions. Emily Marie's got the first one. She's in Seattle. That's about 2,500 miles from where Pam lives. It says in the signature. So there we go. We got that established.
This is a thing now.
It is a thing. It is.
Started this.
All right. Emily says, hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I have a quick question regarding bounce back offers. My boyfriend and I will be in Disney World from October 28th to November 4th. I've heard there is a free dining bounce back offer for vacation dates before October 31st, so I think we should just barely make it. My question is, can I book multiple rooms with the bounce back offer? I've heard you answer one question for another listener that made it sound like you could, but I read on a blog post that made that you can make one room reservation per adult staying at Walt Disney World the time you book the offer. The reason I ask is that while it will just be myself and my boyfriend on this trip, we will have a trip during December of 2018 for our whole family, and I need somewhere between 4 and 6 rooms, not all necessarily staying at the same resort. My boyfriend and I, and maybe some others, will be staying at the Boardwalk, and I know my sister is interested in staying at Art of Animation. Thanks, Emily in Seattle. All right, Pam, so how do those bounce backs work as far as, you know, how many offers you can book while you're there? Is she correct, one per adult?
Absolutely, one per adult in the room. That's all they'll let you do. And, you know, that means that person has, one of the two has to be staying in the room, basically, or at least reserving in the room. And then because of the way that Magic Bands work, you should be staying in that room too. Otherwise, that will cause other problems. You'll be having to flip Magic Bands around and stuff like that. So it's really meant for the people who are staying there to bounce back, give them another opportunity, not to entice new folks to come in. So that's the thinking behind the offer and the way that it works. Sorry.
All right. And the next question is, hop over to Kurt, who sent me some great literature and brochures that he got from his first trip to Walt Disney World in 1973.
That's awesome.
So it's a Magic Kingdom theme park map, and the operating hours on this map were daily 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And let's see here. There was ticket prices. There was an 8 adventure ticket book that for adults was $5.75, juniors was $5.25, and children were $4.75. Or you could do the general admission. It's got the transportation system, admission to Magic Kingdom, and admission to all the free shows, exhibits, and entertainment. So basically no rides. $4.50 for an adult. Can you imagine that? $4.50. That's the Mickey bar is more expensive than that now.
Right? Seriously. And nowadays a Mickey bar is more expensive.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Nuts. Anyway, I got a huge kick out of that. But he had a question. He said that we are Florida residents and looked last year after Christmas to get annual passes. We didn't do it, but when I looked again today, only the Platinum and Platinum Plus passes were available. Do you know why this is? So do you have any, Ricky, any information on the Florida resident annual passes as far as they're just being Platinum and Platinum Plus? I'm not going to try to keep saying that.
That is one thing I don't know a lot about because, of course, I'm not a Florida resident, so that makes it a little bit harder. I know that Disney changed like the categories of what they named their annual passes. So maybe that has something to do with it, but I'm not entirely sure about the system overall and what they actually offer. I'm sorry, I have no help on that one.
Yeah, the thing is with travel agents, we're not allowed to sell annual passes. So that's one of the weaknesses in my planning game because I can't sell them. So I don't deal with them very often. And I try to only buy them once
and
a year
because
it gives me a heart
attack.
When
it's a Florida resident
there are restrictions.
Different rules too. Yeah. So that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, because you know, you get discounted ones, but you have blackout dates, and you know, the more severe the blackout dates, the cheaper the annual pass. Pam, anything to offer Kurt on this?
I think honestly, when in doubt, sometimes just give a call down there to Disney and they'll be able to do that. I know that they still do have the flexibility that you can pay per month for your passes. That is still available. I think there are honestly between like 4 and 7 different Florida annual passes available. So, you know, keep that in mind too, but give them a call. Sometimes things aren't available on the website that may be available when you call in. And, you know, sometimes, I know, don't be too shocked, kids. Sometimes Disney's website just doesn't work the way it should all the time. I'm just saying sometimes there's a glitch and it will be okay.
It's one of those, you know, moments where you just want to say, you know, like the NBC, the more you know thing.
Yeah, exactly. So when in doubt, go ahead and give them a call and go from that point.
Do you guys remember Qbert? You know, the little orange guy that jumped on the cubes. That's me when I call Disney's or try to work on the Disney online system sometimes. You know how you'd have that little bubble above his head with like a, you know, like the number sign, the question mark. Yeah, that's me.
And then we do the wait, what browser should I use today? Should I be in incognito or in private?
Yeah, that's
or whatever. If I see Wreck-It Ralph one more time, or Stitch, they make me hate Disney characters one at a time. I used to love Wreck-It Ralph. Now I see him, I'm like, oh, I'm going to wreck you, buddy. Anyway, let's get back to the questions here before my blood pressure goes up anymore. It's from Ryan. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I'm a relatively new listener, and I appreciate all the information and podcasts you provide to help with my Disney fix between trips to Walt Disney World. We're a group of four adults, me, my boyfriend, his mom, and his sister, and we made our first trip to Walt Disney World this past January and stayed at Art of Animation in one of the Cars family suites. We loved the trip overall, but felt the resort lacked some of the adult amenities we wanted after a day of touring the parks. Since we've booked our next trip for this upcoming January, and for this reason, we decided to try something different and booked Port Orleans Riverside. We've heard great things about this resort and believe the resort, as well as the boat transportation at Disney Springs, might allow us to have a more adult experience. Here's where I need your help. Although we all agreed on Port Orleans Riverside for this trip, I can't help but think maybe we should go back to Art of Animation for the space and the two bathrooms in the room. We'll be visiting for 5 nights and don't mind sleeping 2 to a bed. Are we right in thinking we should forego some of the comforts of a larger room for a resort that might provide a better experience? I appreciate any thoughts or suggestions you might have. Thank you. Ryan is in Los Angeles. Good luck with those Rams, buddy. You can keep them. Anyway, my dad will kill me if you heard me say that. Anyway, so here's my opinion. We'll kind of all just chime in. So it's Art of Animation, Riverside. They gave the dynamics. I say go Riverside all the way. I think it is a more adult experience. You know, two bathrooms is a nice luxury to have, but I think you're not going to the bathroom that much, and you're basically getting ready once. I mean, it's kind of a pain one time a day when you're getting ready to go to the parks in the morning. You have boat transportation at Disney Springs, a great theme at Riverside. Art of Animation's awesome. You get the extra space, but it is more adult, and it feels a little bit more luxurious to me over at Riverside. So, Ricky, what do you think on this one?
Yeah, I think I would actually tend to agree with you, which is a surprise, actually. No, I think that you're right. I think that Port Orleans has a little bit more to offer for adults. It's not to say that, you know, Art of Animation is a bad resort overall. I mean, it's a great resort. But if you're looking for a little bit more of a nightlife thing or something along those lines, you are going to be a lot closer to Disney Springs. You know, it's just basically a hop, skip, and a jump away from Disney Springs, so that's good. There's, of course, entertainment that happens at Port Orleans with Yeehaw Bob, too. So I think that, you know, staying at Port Orleans is probably the better option overall. And like you said, you know, I've done the four adults getting ready, you know, in the morning and with my family, and it's not the worst thing in the world. So as long as you guys can compromise on who gets up when and gets ready when, you should be okay. But that's probably the worst part about it is the morning time. It'll be fine, though.
I don't think they would regret going to Riverside, Pam, because it's a new experience, too. And I think everybody wants a new experience. You don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's the thing that makes a Walt Disney World vacation so awesome is that you can go to the parks, you know, and experience all your favorite rides and attractions that way. But then you also have the option of staying at a new resort each time or many times, since there's 20 some plus resorts. And that's, you know, makes the vacation seem kind of new and exciting. Although I absolutely understand the need for the extra bathroom or the want of an extra bathroom. And we were chatting with Hannah about that this weekend, and she was kind of giving me sass about us all staying in the same room. And I put that back on her and said to her, if she wanted to pay for a room, she was absolutely able to do that. The value resorts are available, so we'll see what happens.
She is over the age of 18, so, you know, she knows what she wants.
Yes, exactly. So we'll see what she chooses.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Paige can go in halvesies there, and they can get a room.
If they did that, then it would be reasonable, and I might be willing to supplement Hannah's a little bit. I'll just say, to make the experience easier for all.
But Paige is running dopey, and there's no way she would get there if I didn't shake her out of bed.
She would not get up in time. So, there's no way. No way.
Hannah could get her up. Yeah, maybe. She's good at the getting up.
She's mean in the morning, I'm just saying. All right, next question. We're going to take it from the Facebook Live chat here. It's from Ben, who's going to be down at Marathon Weekend. Speaking of Marathon Weekend, he says, we're staying at Boardwalk over Marathon Weekend. We're counter service type people and really love the food court at Riverside Mill. when we've stayed at Riverside several times. I know Boardwalk doesn't offer that type of food court, but what are some of the good counter-service options around the Boardwalk? Thanks. Chop, chop, go Gators. What a football game this past Saturday, by the way. Poor Tennessee. Am I saying that sarcastically? You don't know. Who knows? So what do you do? Because we stayed at Boardwalk last marathon weekend, and they do have the Boardwalk Bakery. I'm trying to think what we did, because I'm a food court person. Pam, what do you do? Because you stay at Boardwalk a lot.
So there are some choices in the Boardwalk area. I know there's not a ton of choices, but you do have the Beach Club Marketplace, which is over at the Beach Club there. They have some breakfast items. And actually, breakfast is their largest of menus, because let me tell you, for the rest of the day, and I questioned the cast member about this last time we're here, we were staying there, they have like flatbreads. Like,
yes.
Period. End of story. And like, yeah, grab and go things. So it's like, what? Boardwalk Bakery is awesome for just about any meal that there is. Not only do they have great breakfast options, but you know, they have, you know, those beautiful sandwiches that are there throughout the day. They have salads, things like that. I know you may get tired of that. We're going to see a counter service I've seen it, been there, opened up the quick service location at the Yacht Club now. That space has been totally remodeled. They actually offer more options that are at the Beach Club quick service. So I would give that one a try. It's a beautiful space right now. I was shocked when we walked in there last month. I was just like, I can't believe how nice the space is. So they took over part of the store and made that their quick service location. And it looks fantastic. And of course, the other option is, deal with maybe some of the table service restaurants there. But that's really all you can do in that space.
I will say, at night, though, at Boardwalk last year during marathon weekend, we went down, and this must have been the night after the full, because it had to have been, because it was like suicide for a race weekend. We went down, and I think we got one of everything off that like fried cart, you know, that like carnival cart. Like, we had
yes,
we had mozzarella sticks, we had fried pickles, we had a funnel cake. I mean, we had like all the fried things. We brought them up to the room. That was awesome. But don't do that at the beginning of the weekend. Do that as celebratory for the flight home. That's what I would say for that. So. But those are all the options. They have the pizza window too. Late at night, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Tina's got a question. AP voucher to ticket pickup is the title. Hi, Mike. Thanks for answering my last question a few weeks ago about Tables in Wonderland. Love the podcast and appreciate you, Pam and Ricky. I'll be down there in December for 5 days, 4 nights with 4 other adults staying at Saratoga Springs. We have more reservations than I'd like due to it being a shorter trip. My parents each have a little bit of mobility issues, and we rent one scooter for them to share. Neither needs a scooter all the time, but they like the thought of having one between them. Anyway, my question is in hopes of saving a bit of money and running around. They have park hoppers, but I purchased an annual pass because my husband and I will return next year at least once. We arrive early morning, and I made us a reservation for Kona for breakfast about 2.5 hours after the plane lands. I'm hoping to go to Saratoga Springs via Disney's Magical Express and get the scooter, and an awesome friend is leaving a car at Saratoga Springs for us to borrow as needed. So we will drive to the Polynesian, then spend the day at the Magic Kingdom. In order to get the discount for being an annual pass holder at Kona, will I need to hit guest services somewhere to exchange my voucher already linked to my Magic Band? I thought I heard a recent guest you had doing a trip report say he picked up his APs for his family at concierge at his resort. I'm hoping I can do this too while I pick up the scooter in order to save some time and money. It is a short but expensive trip for their 50th anniversary, so any amount of time and money I can save, the better. Again, thanks for all you do. Tina's in Connecticut, probably about 7 hours drive from Pam in Pittsburgh. She put that as well. So there you go. Connecticut's about 7. All right, so you know what?
Seven's not that bad. I might have to go there.
That's right.
Road trip to Connecticut. All right, so we're loading it up. Here we go. So Pam, what do you think about this one? Because, you know, I haven't had a voucher for an annual pass except once in my life when I pre-purchased those. Now I just kind of renew or just go and buy a new one when I get there. What would that work for, a discount at Kona with the voucher? Or are you going to have to go and activate that annual pass first? I would imagine you'd have to, right?
So, yeah, I think you do too, because I believe in the terms and conditions, you actually have to have an active pass. They actually scan it sometimes in order to get the discount, to give you the discount, if I'm not incorrect. But, you know, I think that varies according to restaurant. But I believe you will need to have an active pass with that. And I don't know that you'll be able to exchange your voucher at your resort at the concierge. You'll probably have to go to one of the actual guest relations at ticket windows that are available at each of the parks. And then there's also one at Disney Springs as well. The other, I know I'm going to give you bad news again, because the other thing I'm going to suggest is not to go ahead and make an ADR for that soon after your plane lands for a number of reasons. Not just because that it's a really tight timeline when you're considering all the things that you want to do, but also because there are so many times that flights are delayed. It's just, it happens all the time for weather, mechanical, you know, they don't have enough crew there available. It could happen for any reason. And I would hate to see you be charged the cancellation fee for not showing up for that reservation. I think it's so much safer either to plan on seeing what's available once you land and you know you're there, or plan on a counter service meal for that one meal. So just some suggestions there. But you'll still be able to plan, you know, so much fun into that trip, and you'll have a great time. Just, you know, maybe kind of alter those plans a little bit on that first day.
Yeah, the only thing I would offer is, you know, you're staying at Saratoga Springs, and I know you have Magic Kingdom planned for that first day, which is a great plan, but I like to ease into a vacation where being at Disney or being at Saratoga, what I might say is, just kind of scratch Magic Kingdom until that evening and go over to Disney Springs and grab a bite to eat there and really kind of ease your way into the vacation. Otherwise, you're hitting it 100 miles an hour and it's a little bit stressful. Ricky, any other suggestions?
No, that was exactly what Pam said was going to be my suggestion. I was really worried about their dine ADR time. You know, like you said, you don't know what can hold you up at the airport, or if there's a delay in the plane, or, you know, whatever. I just feel like you'd be rushing too much to really enjoy it. So I think that to get there. So, yeah, I think that if your heart set on going to Kona, I would try maybe a different day if you could. Or like, you know, Pam said, you could do counter service at least if you were looking for Tonga toast, if you made it in time. They have that at Captain Cook's. So it's not the same, but it's close. So, you know, that would be my other suggestion. I don't know.
All right. Let's get to the next question. It's from Corey. He says, hello from Washington, Pennsylvania, about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh. First,
close. That's very close.
That's it. You got a local here now. First, thank you all for making my morning hour commute through the tunnels and into the city a significantly more enjoyable venture 3 times a week. It really does help start off the day on a happy note. But to my question, and the title of the email was Dining on Plan with Someone Off Plan. My wife, 2-year-old daughter, and I are headed to the world for a split stay at Art of Animation in the Polynesian on December 8th. My brother was originally scheduled to be on the Disney cruise when Irma hit, so it got canceled. His agent rebooked him for the same week we will be in the world, meaning we have a bit of an overlap where we can grab some dinner. My wife and I got the deluxe dining plan, and they, of course, won't have any plan. What is Disney's position on us sharing our appetizers and likely our desserts with them? Is that frowned upon, or is it okay since it isn't an entree? Moreover, will they be able to split the bill accordingly to use credits for us and cash for him? We'll probably be going to Disney Springs or a resort, so if you want to tag on a recommendation for a restaurant to accommodate 6 people, I would love to hear that too. But I could just re-listen to some older shows for that. Thanks again. Cheers, Corey. All right, this will not be a problem. I know people stress about this, Pam, but we do this a lot because we have big groups that dine together, some on dining, some on Tables in Wonderland, some with AP discounts, some with nothing. So walk them through this and let them know it's going to be great. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to my fellow Pennsylvanians, I will say, absolutely, you can go ahead and split your appetizers and desserts. I mean, once you order them, Disney's not the boss of you. They can't tell you.
Wow.
Cannot share with. I'm just saying. No, it's totally fine. You're on the deluxe plan, so you'll be getting an appetizer and dessert with your meals. So it's a great opportunity to share those with whoever is sitting at your table with you. So feel free to do that. And they absolutely will be able to split up the checks for you. The one thing to note is when you have folks who are on the dining plan and folks who are not, any items that aren't on the dining plan, you know, for the folks that aren't on the dining plan, Disney will go ahead and add an automatic gratuity to that, but you will actually have that either way because you're a party of six or more, and that, you know, they add that 15% gratuity to parties of six or more. So, but you'll be fine. You'll be totally fine. Or 18%. It's 18%, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's what I don't know where the 15 even came from. I think way back in the day, maybe it's 15%, but yeah, it is the 18% now. And you'll be able to go ahead. And with a deluxe dining plan, too, it's so great that you have the appetizer and dessert and you have a few extra people to share those items with. So that'll be fun.
My one suggestion with that is to tell your server up front, like, we're on the dining plan. They're not. Just so they have a heads up. I mean, you can do that at the end of the meal, but I just like to be, you know, because I think some servers just maybe on their pad, write it down. It helps keep things clear, you know, especially like when we're with big groups, you know, like, okay, this is my family. That's Pam's family. That's Ricky, you know, and we do that just to kind of clarify things. They do it at the end of the meal, but I think if you do it off the top, they have a better chance of getting things right the first time.
I agree.
All right. So Ricky, what about a suggestion for this kind of, you know, he's hanging out. I can see his brother down there. Where might they want to eat? They got a 2-year-old. So you got to think about that too.
So I think I'm going to go with what we're all thinking, or at least I would assume, and that's homecoming. it's so good, and I promise that you will not regret it. The food is just good old home cooking, and, you know, I mean, how can you go wrong with fried chicken and macaroni and cheese? And you know, I thought the candied yams were delightful as well. So, like, I mean, just all of it is so good. So that is going to be my suggestion. Because it's like, you know, like you said, it's like home cooking. So it's like you're sitting around the family table together. So that's kind of why I think that that's a good choice.
Here's my choice too. Homecoming's always solid. I mean, we're big on homecoming, especially lately. Good choice. I would say don't discount Whispering Canyon Cafe over at Wilderness Lodge with the 2-year-old. And I think it's a great place to kind of hang out with family. Kind of the same type of atmosphere as homecoming, but I think the kid might like it because it's loud. It's obnoxious. You don't have to worry about the kid crying. And it gets you a chance to visit the Wilderness Lodge. You know, you get to get in there and enjoy that. So maybe one more suggestion, Pam. What would you say?
Oh, golly. There's so many great suggestions right now that it's, you know, it's so hard to eliminate. Mike and Ricky both gave you good ones, but I would say another place that I really enjoy dining, and you can typically get reservations there, is Olivia's over at Old Key West. That is outside of the parks, and just a great overall choice for that. You can almost always get an ADR there. And I will also add another one. I'll also give a shout out to Boat Rights, which we tried recently as well. And Steve and I actually ate there again not too long ago to make sure, you know, that the food, that it wasn't just a quirk, that we ran into some good food. And they really do have some interesting options as well. So have fun.
Yeah, I love Boat Rights. That was a really good meal. Really and good service, too. Really nice. Hidden gem. Sure. It's kind of like Olivia's, kind of the same thing. All right, let's get to the last question of the day. And again, apologies for today's audio. We're kind of chopping it up. We're having some issues recording, but hopefully it sounds decent enough to get you through your Wednesday. We'll have everything rectified for Friday's show. But last question comes from Justin. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I'll be headed down to the world for the marathon week. My family and I will be staying on property for our 8-day trip from January 3rd through the 11th. Currently, we have a room at Port Orleans French Quarter. I have been hearing things about Coronado Springs, even with the construction that is currently there. I'm traveling with my wife, 3-year-old daughter, and mother. They will likely be at the resort for all my races. We do not care about long walks or the size of the resort. Our little one enjoys playgrounds and a nice calm pool. We will have a quick service dining plan and will not be dining at any table service restaurants. Our most important aspect of a resort is ease of travel to the parks. That is why we picked Port Orleans French Quarter, small size and one bus stop, even though I know they sometimes share buses with Riverside. What would you suggest? All right, so he's kind of looking at Coronado or French Quarter. And I say, you know what? You're booked at French Quarter. You've done your research. You're looking for transportation, ease of transportation, quiet pools, because you have those at Riverside. I would stick with French Quarter. I think it's a great place to be, especially for marathon weekend. Ricky, what do you say?
I was going to say the same thing. I think French Quarter is the right choice with that. So, yeah, I agree. It's got the, like you said, it's got the one bus stop for the most part. And I think it is just a little bit quieter. So, and French Quarter all the way.
French Quarter is really nice for the marathon, just for the rate, the runners too, the buses. I've always felt like, because I was there one of the race weekends, and I really enjoyed just the bus service there. It seemed like I got, because you're right at Epcot. I mean, Coronado's right at Epcot, too. You're just a different direction. You're, you know, the opposite of Disney Springs. But, Pam, what did you say? I mean, because there's playgrounds at all the resorts now. There's even French Quarter just added actually a little water playground right at the feature pool, which looks a lot of fun for the little ones.
They did, and it's a beautiful new addition to that pool area. I love how Disney has been adding these water play areas that are available for, you know, guests who have younger children, and the water play area looks pretty cool to me, too, but I think it does have a height restriction, and I think I may be too tall for it. So anyways, just saying, I can walk around and it can't go down the slides, right? So anyways, I think once that you've chosen at a hotel, this is, would be my best piece of advice for most people. Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you made that choice to begin with. It's a good choice. It's not like you can go wrong with one choice or another. It was just a, you know, just a very cool kind of thing to get it set in your mind, and then you know where you're going and you can start planning for that space and make decisions based on that. Now, the only time that that should change is if a discount comes out and it's not available at the resort you first chose, then you have to kind of really think, is it worth it for me to do this or move to a different resort? But for the most part, I try to advise people to go ahead and stay at that, the resort that they first chose. And then there's always a reason to come back, right? That gives you an excuse to come back, if nothing else, that you want to try out that other resort. So go and have fun.
Absolutely. See you down there, Justin. Can't wait for Marathon Week. Only 105 days away. So we'll be down there and can't wait to see you. All right. Well, that's it for today's Listener Question Show. Again, thanks so much for sending those in to Mike@BRGuestPodcast.com, and keep those coming. We appreciate that very much. And don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's a great free iOS app. It's going to look awesome on the new iPhone 10, iPhone 8. It even looks fine on those older phones like the iPhone 7 Plus, which it's so sad because it's old now. But anyway, you know, it's a great source of news. Ricky, what's breaking on the Theme Park News Disney Edition app this week?
So first of all, totally throwing this in because I just saw it on Disney Twitter. I just saw Red from Cars Land dressed up as the clown for Halloween. Oh my gosh, he's so adorable. Let me just tell you, if you haven't seen the pictures, you have to find them because he's so adorable. But anyway, that literally is just breaking as I'm we're doing this. But the thing that I was going to talk about is that the Disney After Hours event is returning to the Magic Kingdom in the early of 2018. During the Disney After Hours event, guests can enjoy quicker access to select rides and character greetings. Basically, the park is closed for 3 hours, but you still get to enjoy the park. It's not the same as Extra Magic Hours because you do have to pay for it. It's a little bit different. So because you're paying for it, you get free ice cream, free popcorn, free bottled beverages, that kind of thing. And it does not happen on the same nights as Extra Magic Hours, so you don't have to worry, like, they're still gonna have Extra Magic Hours. And the nights that it takes place this year are gonna be January 19th, 26th, 30th, February 8th and 15th, and March 1st and 8th. And the price is $119 plus tax for adults and children, so there's not a separate price. There's also annual pass holder discounts and Disney Vacation Club discounts, and it's not that bad with those discounts, let me tell you. And I've heard nothing but great things about this event from last year. So I would assume that this year's event would be no different. So just something to consider.
All right. Stuff like that right there. Free iOS app, Theme Park News Disney Edition. Grab it today. Put on your Apple device and be in the know, just like Ricky. You even know the dates and everything else. So see it after hours this early 2018. Don't forget, today's show also brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it's time to head down to Walt Disney World, sail with the Disney Cruise Line, or head out to Disneyland where it all started, just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out that all the great information, the specials there. Fill out the free, no obligation quote, and a great agent's going to work with you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. BeOurGuestMike.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. We've got an amazing Facebook group over at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And don't forget, we love it each and every time you do your online shopping using our affiliate link over at Amazon. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you sincerely to everyone who is using that link. It really does help support the show. And if you're doing any shopping this week, please do go through our link at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It's sure appreciated. All right, time to cut you loose. We'll be back again on Friday. So get those Halloween costumes ready, because we're talking about tips for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party 2017 edition. And breaking news, they're going to have the clowns from It. No, they're not. That would be a different park. That would be a different park across the street.
That would be more at Halloween Horror Nights, not at Mickey's Not So Scary.
Exactly.
Although they, just to note, they don't have it at this year's Halloween Horror Nights. Now, I would wonder if they're going to have it next year, but they don't have it this year. So
Scary clowns. Yeah. And they will not be part of Mickey's. You know what, though? They used to have the scary clowns in Spectrum Magic. I mean, those things scare me to death.
They do have scary clowns with chainsaws, though, at Halloween Horror Nights. So
there you go. Great. And that's why I love Disney, and I stay in the bubble, baby. I don't need people.
There is nothing like being chased around by a scary clown with a chainsaw. I'm just saying.
I worked at Silo X. I worked at a haunted house for 2 years here in St. Louis, and there was a chainsaw guy, and he was not right. That guy, I was worried, dude, and I worked with him. I was like, this guy could replace that thing with a real chainsaw. He's a little off. Kind of worried me. Anyway, more Halloween talk on Friday's show, so stay tuned for that, and come on back and get the show. We love it when you download it. All right, so for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.